Relationship issues.
Relationship talk.
On 702.
Yeah, we're talking relationships and sex every Friday, just after the news at 11 o'clock. And today we're talking about matchmaking and arranged relationships in 2020. Because love is a complex thing, eh? It's a complex concept. And almost all of us want to experience it in one form or another. But it's very difficult. And it can be very difficult finding the one. And you start questioning whether the traditional way of dating and finding your true love is actually helping. Because it hasn't helped some people. And they've resorted to arranged marriages and matchmaking sites. So today we look at how relevant these methods are in 2020. But more importantly, I want to hear from you. I want to know if you are currently in or if you've ever tried and been in an arranged relationship. Even an arranged marriage, has it worked out? Like, is it true that you actually can learn to love someone? Or do you more believe in love at first sight? Like your true love, I saw him or her and I was in love. And I said, this is the one. I want you to give me a call right now on 011-883-0702 and share your experience with us. And if you prefer to send us an SMS, send it on 31702. I'll be playing your voice notes that are coming through on 072-702-1702. Have you ever been hooked up with someone or tried matchmaking sites or arranged relationship? And if yes, I want to know if it's worked. If it hasn't worked, tell me why you think it hasn't worked. Like I say, the traditional way of dating and finding true love has become quite tricky for some people. So I'll be taking your calls, you're reading your SMSs and playing your voice notes. And I've got a guest who's just a brilliant person to help us navigate this discussion. Theo Malherbe, who is a matchmaker and founder of The Only Social Club. Theo, thank you so much, man, for joining us for this discussion. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Tell me about the Only Social Dating Club.
Right. I was listening to your conversation now, and there's so many various platforms out there. You know, and I always say to clients, find a platform that resonates with your value system. And we're the Only Social Club comes in. You know, we started in 2005. We have personalized dating matchmaking service. So people appreciate the fact that when they come and see us, that they are interviewed face-to-face and that the necessary vetting and credit checks are done on their behalf so that when they are introduced to someone, they know the person is single, if divorce is finalized, if they were married before, and if they're financially stable, because we're dealing with sort of, you know, professionals, you know, corporates, doctors, CEOs, celebrities, those type of people. And a lot of the clients that come to us, they don't want their information all over the internet or on various dating sites because they want confidentiality. You know, they don't want their clients hitting on them, et cetera, et cetera. So what we tend to do, you know, once the client has filled in the application form, you know, on the contact page was an inquiry form on www.theonlysocialclub.co.za. Once we receive that form, we then set them up for a face-to-face one-on-one meeting to find out more about them, what their intentions are, who they're all about, what they're all about, and what their needs are. You know, and then we go through a presentation, then we complete an application form, and then finalize the various paperwork in order to proceed with the research and search on their behalf from our database. So we want to see our clients in a successful relationship. You know, and what we appreciate since being going since 2005, you know, the various relationships that have established, the various weddings, and I've witnessed several of the weddings, you know, where
really?
A couple that's on the website is one of the weddings that I went to in Cape Town. And that's what we want to see. So it starts with you. What are your intentions? Are you looking for a hookup? Are you just looking for, you know, quantity? Are you looking for a serious, committed relationship? We focus on quality, serious, committed relationship.
Can I so don't come there if you're looking for a hookup. or to release some steam?
No, we don't focus on hookups. So if you want that, there's various other platforms for that, you know. And once again, you know, what are your intentions? And I always say to clients, that's the most, I mean, I look at myself, you know, where I was 17 years ago, and my intentions at the time, and why I say 17 years ago, because I'm an ex-drug addict, alcoholic. So there was a lot of work that I had to do on myself once I got clean. Now I'm 17 years clean, and towards the end of my using, my behavior became very distorted, where I was just looking for hookups. And I realized then when I got clean, that's not part of my value system.
I'm going to be taking calls, Theo. Some people may call in, you know, with some questions, or if they want some more information around the matchmaking that you make. And I'll take them on 011-883-0702. Your SMS is on 31702. Voice notes have come through here on 072-702-1702.
Okay.
Clement, the way my relationship has nisang akon, maybe arranged marriage is the way. It can't be any worse.
Theo, so this person is basically saying the way relationships are just so complicated. Marriage, yeah.
You know, it's just more of finding the right partner for you. Do you want to be the right person or the wrong person? So many people end up with the wrong person. They complain all the time. What was really going on for you at the time when you met the person? You know, were you in a dark place? Were you needy? Were you feeling lonely in the sense where you needed someone to love you? Because it starts with you loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, how are you expecting someone else to love you? So this is where we come in, you know, with, yes, I mean, it sounds like an arranged marriage, but it's not. It's basically the matchmaking, you know, looking at your details, what your needs are, and what you want from an ideal partner.
Yeah, and you decide at the end of the day if you want it. Another SMS here says, my husband of 19 years, we met through a mutual friend. So they were hooked up there by the mutual friend. So it does look like there are some successes of these hookups. So, Theo, once you've done this process of screening, right, and pairing people, do you then look at, okay, this is what Clement said he's looking for, and then you get somebody else who's looking for the same qualities Clement is looking for, then you hook those people up and you say, go out for lunch, have a conversation, and decide what you do going forward?
What we tend to do is we advise the lady first, right? We have an introduction for her via email, and to please call us on such and such a day at such and such a time. And when she calls on that day, we discuss Clement's details with her, what you're all about, etc., etc. What we don't disclose is the surname, address, and company name, because we're still trying to protect our clients with regards to confidentiality. And once the lady agrees that she likes what she hears about Clement, we then speak to you about her. We go through the same format. Don't disclose a surname, address, company name, but everything else we're going to tell you about her. And the reason why we're speaking to both parties, because of what you have both requested. Once you agree, being the gentleman, you will take the telephone number and you will make contact with her. So it's incorporating the old sort of chivalry behavior where the gentleman follows through. Once you've gone, made the contact, once you finally meet face to face, we then want feedback in a mail. You know, was it successful? Wasn't it successful? You know, and being in the sense where not successful, there was no chemistry. However, we also say try and see each other at least 2-3 times before you make that final decision. You know, because remember, everything on paperwork matches. And sometimes you could have had a bad hair day. You know, gone on a date and make a decision where it's not for me. It wasn't Brad Pitt or it wasn't Angelina Jolie. You know, I'm just using those two names as an example, because sometimes people's expectations.
Yeah, how specific are they? Because I'm just thinking, Theo, I mean, if I'm paying you as a matchmaker and founder of the Only Social Club, sometimes I can maybe go a little too far and say, Theo, I'm looking for someone who looks like, for argument's sake, Angelina, with those eyes, with the same hair, this is the body. And then do you often get people that are very specific about what they want?
Very specific.
And if they don't get that, and then,
But once again, I also say to clients, make sure you fit that as well. You know, because sometimes people can be unrealistic. You know, as much as you're paying a matchmaker for certain things. You know, if you want someone that's lean, well, be lean as well. You know, if you want someone that's outdoorish and cycles, etc., well, I expect you to be, you know, doing something yourself, not a couch potato. If you want a Christian,
well traveled
Christian.
Yeah, I hear you. I've got calls coming through on 011-883-0702. I want to hear your experiences. Have you been hooked up with someone? Matchmaking, has it worked for you? And have you tried these professional matchmaking agencies? Tell me about your stories, whether good or bad. Has it worked for you? Or maybe an arranged marriage. I mean, some people are mentioning issues of an arranged marriage. And Theo, I have to tell you, people are asking what this agency is, and I think they want to try and get your services. So it's the only social dating club, and you can check it out on the website. And yeah, Theo says they've helped a number of people. Yeah, you can give the website details.
It's www.theonlysocialclub.co.za.
Yeah, the only social club.
You know, Clemens, what you've got to take into consideration is what people appreciate is that we are seeing people face to face. Because when you go onto various online dating sites, you don't know who you're dealing with. You know, it could be anyone. It could be a catfish. It could be someone that's stolen someone else's details, et cetera, et cetera. So once again, I'm not saying that there haven't been successes on those sites or on Tinder or whatever. People appreciate that we are doing the necessary vetting and credit checks on their behalf.
All right. Let's go to Lone Hill now. Willie, good morning.
Morning, Clement.
Hey, how are you doing?
Fine, yourself?
I'm good.
Thank you very much. This is William Maepa. My position is as is arranged marriage, but in a different way slightly. Because me, myself, I monitored the mother of my wife.
Okay.
And I favored her characteristics. I favored her habit. I favored how this old lady, she behaves, how she do things. And I noticed that she has three girls. Since she was a neighbor, but not that close neighbor. Okay, she has three girls. She knows my parents. She knows me. And I told myself that this woman, the manner in which she behaves, her habit, her natural characteristics. One of her girls who would look like her, who would behave like her, she will be my wife if she agrees. And it happens that way. I noticed the one who has the same character as the mother. I approach her with my parents. I went to my parents to walk with them to approach this lady. Then they agreed, we approach her, she agreed, and she's still my wife. She is my wife now for the past 36 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow, well done.
Wow, well done, Willie.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
So essentially, you've arranged your own marriage, own relationship.
That's right. This was arranged by myself. But what it means is that If men and women tend to look close to themselves, tend to look to school, those men and women whom you studied with, the ones that you work with, they were neighbors, then look closely to where you are. You would be able to pick the person whom you know very well before you fell in love with. Because once you fell in love, then you won't see the actual natural characteristics of a person, because the person will start to pretend so that you marry her or him. For him or her, before you fell in love, is perfect way of choosing your lifelong partner. That's my intake.
Yeah, all right. Look, thank you so much for that call, Willie. And wow, 30 years of marriage, hey? I've got some tweets coming through, Theo. Yeah, some tweets are coming through. Khomotso says, matchmaking has never worked for me. Bambata says, social dating club is a no-no for me. I still believe in the old ukushela, proposing people. But the thing about this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Theo, but with the only social club is, it's not like You are proposing people for people. You are hooking up people that have the same qualities, and they have to do the proposing and connecting with one another. So that element is still there.
Yeah. So, all we're doing is the research and search on their behalf with regards to the details that they give us and matching them accordingly. And once again, I listen to what your callers say. The bottom line is find something that resonates with your value system. If you still believe in the old, walking into a bar and meeting someone that way, well, that works for you. It doesn't work for some of my clients because their work schedules are busy. They don't have the time to meet anyone because they're in high corporate jobs. So they're on the go all the time when it comes to their professions, that they don't get the time to meet the person that they want to be involved with. Some end up studying. I listened to your caller earlier on, about being at university or something like that. Some people are focused on their studies. They don't even look at wanting to be in a relationship. So before they know it, they're in their 30s. And it's like, okay, now it's time for me to find a relationship. Where do I start? So then people come to a place like ourselves, like the only social club, because of the security, the confidentiality, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, once again, certain elements are going to work for certain people. Other sites are going to work for other people, or going into a bar or club is going to work for other people.
Yeah. But it does look like a lot of people believe matchmaking, especially parents as well. In fact, we've received an SMS, Laura, and we normally get these SMSs, right? Yes. I once read one. So we've got an SMS for the show, cm@702.co.za. And sometime during the week, I sit down and I go through the SMSs on people giving us feedback for the show and suggesting some topics on listener's choice and what's the tea. And I once read an email from one of the listeners who says, Clement, I really like your aura. Okay, I wanna walk with you in the park. And she said, can I please walk with you in the park? I really like your aura, right? So, and I was like, oh, aura. Okay. So we've got another email that we got, Laura. What does it say?
Well, this time it's a mother propositioning.
Another mother.
A mother. She says, hi, Clement. I just want you to know that I adore you and I love listening to the CM show. Please allow me to play Cupid. I have someone I love very much. I hope you might like her as much as I do. If you are committed already, I will respect that. Hoping to hear from you soon. Regards, Mum Bianca.
Okay, Mum Bianca.
Yeah, so
I think that's a huge compliment, when people pass you that information. But also, do you know anything about her daughter? What her religion is?
Well, according to Mum Bianca, so the first thing is, if you are already committed, so you can, if you're committed already, Clement, just say. But Mum Bianca wants to know if you are interested in allowing her to play Cupid with someone she loves very much, and she vouches for this other person. So that's from Mum Bianca.
All right, Mum Bianca. I'll respond to your email. Theo, I will respond to Mum Bianca privately. let me read some of the tweets and messages that are coming through, and I'll continue taking calls on 011-883-0702. Here's someone who says, I think it's a brilliant service. Big ups, Theo. Unfortunately, I'm taken already, and I've met my fiance on Twitter. Oh, look at that. I've met my fiance. Oh, where's that SMS? All right. I've met my fiance. No, not even on Twitter. On Tinder. And we have been happy ever since. And if I was not taken, I would definitely sign up. So this is someone who says big ups. And then there's another person here who says, yeah, I've tried, that professional matchmaking agency and it's worked for me. I'm interested, Theo, to find out the succession rate and whether or not couples do stay together. You've mentioned that. There are people that have continued to get married, but when you measure the succession rate, what would you say?
Well, basically with the stats, I've got 45% of my clients in successful relationships. And with, many that have resulted into marriage and some that I said earlier on that I personally witnessed, I do know of one couple that got divorced. And basically, you know, those are things we cannot make happen. You know, you've got to make the relationship happen, you know. And I was sad to hear that they were divorced, you know, because I remember when they got married and when it materialized and where they went to get married, I was in awe because I get very happy when these things happen, you know, whether you meet through me or through other service or whatever. But as they say, you know, in the Jewish community, if you get one couple together and they get married, well, you're going to heaven. I must be going to heaven, I don't know how many times, you know. So, but at the end of the day, you know, what are your intentions? And so I cannot make it work for you. You've got to make it work.
Yeah, yeah, you have to do the work there. All right, Theo, I'm going to take the latest in Eyewitness News headlines, and then I'm going to take calls on 011-883-0702 when we come back from the latest in Eyewitness News headlines. There's actually a voice note here, someone responding to Mom Bianca. So let's hear what this person has to say.
Hello, Clement. Are you blushing? I think you gotta go out on a date. And if you do, please let us know. Mom Bianca, if they do, please let us know, because I don't think Clement will get back to us with that one. Lovely show, Clement. Thank you.
I will let you guys know. I will respond to Mom Bianca privately. On email. After the show, I'll sit and read the emails and I'll respond to her. What happens next? What's about Mom?
Relationship Talk on 702
with Clement and the experts.
And it's 25 minutes before 12 o'clock, and we're talking about matchmaking and arranged relationships in 2020. And I'm talking to Theo, who is the founder of the Only Social Dating Club. It's a professional matchmaking agency. And I've asked you if you've tried it and how was it? Has it worked for you? And I want to know your stories around arranged or hookups as well. Have you been hooked up with someone and then it's lasted? If it hasn't, why has it not lasted? What were the issues? Someone, where's that tweet? Someone sent me a picture of, and someone says, bring your friend along, gone wrong. So it's a picture of four young people. They are sitting by the couch. So there's a guy who's chatting to this lady and they look like they're vibing, right? And then there's a lady who's just looking the other way and the other guy who is lying on the couch looking the other way. Hey, have you been in that situation where they said bring somebody to be with somebody, but then they just don't gel? And it looks like this is the best description of that, this picture that somebody else sent me. So I want to hear from your experiences. I want to know your experiences. How has it been? Give me a call on 011-883-0702. Do you even believe in that? You can send me a WhatsApp on 072-702-1702. Theo, let me ask you about the, you know, because you mentioned that you've got celebrities, CEOs that you help, people in academia, and these are people that don't want their details out there. And that's why they come to this agency, because at least that then hides their identity, so to speak. Have you been able to check what your client base is and also the age demographics? Do you have more people coming to you for matchmaking, or is it more young people that seem to acquire your services?
No, I mean, the age group ranges between 23 and 81, you know, and in those demographics are various races, cultures, religions, smokers, non-smokers. So, you know, once again, we focus on your needs. So, yes, the trend is a lot of the young people are coming onto this type of service because they don't want to be on Tinder or dating sites or whatever, and they just like this type of way of meeting someone, you know. So, yeah, we're very fortunate to have a various vast demographics. However, once again, you know, when I do the 23 questions with the client to establish, you know, do you fit the ethos of the Only Social Club? Some people don't fit the ethos, and we don't sign them up because they want more of a Tinder base, or they want a hookup, or whatever the situation may be.
Let me play some voice notes that have come through on 072-702-1702.
Hi, 702. I try to remain anonymous. Well, I'm a 30-year-old woman. I'm single, and looking. So if there's anybody out there interested, please hit the girl up. Yeah, hey.
But, okay. But people don't know your qualities.
Did you say 18 or 18?
No, I think it said 30. She said 30 there.
30, sorry, yeah. I couldn't get the age, yeah.
yeah. But okay. I mean, there's not much to work with. All we know is her age, no. Right?
No.
And would need a little bit more information. Here's another voice note.
Clement, mina nzange nashela. Bushela, I used to know that it's us guys lying to women. And even my wife, I find her on Mixit. Yes, sick. And I have good intentions about her when we dated on Mixit. And eventually we're married. More than 9 years now since we've been married. Casey and Kahus.
Wow. Mixit. Wow. Oh,
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Hey, what up, Clement? This is Mandla from Pretoria. I'm listening to you and Theo talking about the relationships and the site that Theo is actually managing. I just want to find out from him. Do they actually filter or look at like the effects on the filter that they use? Because there's a lot of lies. You know, a lot of people use filters out there. So you see somebody looking good online, but when you see them in real life, you're like, woo, no. So yeah. Do they also check for that? Thank you, man. Peace.
Mm. Yeah, Theo?
Do you want me to answer that?
Okay. Yeah, so please, go ahead.
Filters. Basically, we see everyone face to face. So I totally agree with that caller. You know, people can lie about their who they are and what they're all about online. And when you see them in real life, it's not who they are. So what people appreciate with what we do, we see every client face to face, head to toe. So that we know this is the person we're dealing with, not someone whose photo is 10 years before or whatever the situation may be.
There's a notion that opposites attract. Do they consider that? Do they have that in mind when they're pairing up people? Do they look at people that have similar kind of ways, or do they look at people that are totally opposite? As it's always been said, that opposites attract.
Yes, Theo?
Can be various things. It can be similar. It can be opposite. It's depending on what the client is looking for. You know, once again, we focus on the client's needs. You know, yes, some of our successes, we have taken a chance with certain variables. Maybe they said they didn't want a smoker, and maybe this person was a considerate smoker. I'm using that as an example, and we would actually discuss that with the individual, you know, whether they would proceed or not. And once again, this is the opportunity that we're providing. We want to see you in a relationship. So some clients have sort of what's the word that I'm thinking of, the deal breaker, or that deal breaker for them. They've decided to proceed and they end up being in a successful relationship.
So, Theo, I want you to give us the details, because we're getting calls from people who want your contacts on how they can find you. So I'm going to ask you to say again how people can get a hold of your services, because it looks like we've got a lot of people that need those services. But I want to read quickly this message that I've gotten. Remember, we got a voice note from someone who says, Clement, I'm 30 years of age. Please hook a sister up. I'm single and available. Well, we've got a message from someone who says, Clem, please pass me the contacts of that 30-year-old lady. So, Theo, I think we're taking your job here now. We're now matchmaking now. The 30-year-old lady's there, and then this guy says, please give me the details.
Give me the details. You know, all fair and well. It's just security, safety is what we focus on. You know, and as much as the lady wants to be hooked up or put in contact with someone, you know, I mean, if you really want to give the details, go ahead and give the details. I just believe in security and safety on behalf of every individual.
It's very important. That's very important. How do people get a hold of you, Theo?
So it's www.theonlysocialclub.co.za. Alternatively, email address info@theonlysocialclub.co.za.
Okay. www.theonlysocialclub.co.za. The email address is info@theonlysocialclub.co.za.
socialclub.co.za. All right, Theo, thanks, man. Thank you so much, and good luck.
No, thank you for the opportunity. It was really nice being on your show, and I wish you and everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, thanks, man. Thank you. That's Theo Malherbe, who is a matchmaker and founder of the Only Social Club. All right, now I just want to take your calls and your voice notes. I want you to tell me your experiences. Have you been hooked up? Is it working? Is it not working? And would you consider, or have you even considered, this professional matchmaking agency? Or are you in a marriage or relationship that was arranged? Maybe even arranged by what, your brother, your mother, your friends. Whatever the case may be, I want to hear your experiences. Give me a call on 011-883-0702. I'll read your SMSs on 31702. And your WhatsApps, send them to 072-702-1702. And we're another 30-year-old who wants to be hooked up. There's someone who needs your number. So please, send us a voice note. Tell us what we should do. Eh? Do we give this person your number or not?